everything returned to silence, which meant the old lady either got back in bed or died on the floor, neither of which Rebecca was willing to find out. She would just tell Roland there were no issues and let him discover whatever state his mom was in after she left. She felt awful for letting her mind go there, but she had enough issues on her plate, and seeing a corpse wasn't something she wanted to add. I have to check on her. What if it was my Graham? I will if it happens again. Otherwise, I'm staying right here. After waiting another minute just to be safe, she grabbed the remote to hit play, when something moved in her peripheral vision. Outside the porch window, in the sliver of light just beneath the mostly closed blind, a flash was there 1 second, gone the next. Her heart lurched into her throat, and she held back a scream. She looked at her watch, hoping maybe it was close to midnight and Roland had arrived a little early, but she still had a few hours before he'd be home. At the very least, she would call her roommate, Lacey, to keep her on the phone. She went to her recent texts and dialed her, putting it on speakerphone. The phone rang until the voicemail picked up. Damn it. Hey, girl, this place is creeping me out. I know, you told me not to take these jobs. Please call me back when you get this, she said, hanging up, then setting the phone on the couch. She stood, still clutching the remote in one hand as she crept toward the window. The outside light cast a yellow-tinted glow over the porch, but beyond that, a veil of darkness smothered the land. Anything could be out there, watching her. Stop freaking yourself out. You do this all the time. Maybe stop taking those jobs in the middle of nowhere if you're such a wimp. Yeah, well, college won't pay for itself. I had no choice. As she got closer to the window, she cowered into herself, instinctively trying to hide as she approached. Off in the distance, at the far end of the front yard, Rebecca thought she saw a silhouette, a figure standing perfectly still. She kept her eyes focused on the blurred shape, a lighter shade of black over a darker shade, and leaned closer to the glass. She didn't recall seeing any trees in the yard when she pulled in, but whatever it wasn't moving. The silence was broken up by another foreign sound, a faint whisper tickling her ears. A voice? Multiple voices? It's just my imagination, seeing things that aren't really there, hearing things too. Rebecca squinted, and the shape moved, ever so slightly. She ducked down below the window. When she did, she accidentally hit a button on the remote. The show resumed on the TV behind her, the sound jolting her upright. Fuck, she said, whirling around. She aggressively pressed the power button, then tossed the remote onto the couch from where she stood. She closed her eyes and sighed. This is so damn stupid, Beck. Toughen up, she muttered. After taking a moment to regain her composure, Rebecca turned and again looked out the window. The figure was gone. She instinctively felt around for her cell in her pocket, but realized she'd left it on the couch. After one last glance out the window, she turned and marched toward her phone. En route, she noticed the front door cracked open. Only about 2 feet, but she sure as hell didn't leave it that way. She specifically remembered locking it the moment Roland backed out of the driveway. So who the hell opened it? And did someone come into the house? It was possible she missed Roland arriving home, but that didn't explain why the door was open or why Roland didn't announce his arrival. A frigid breeze, far too cold for summer, blew in from the opening, and she pushed away the thought that it was something entering the home with her. Some unseen entity floating inside to take her. Another thought struck her, and it sent a chill down her spine. Was the door open when I heard the noises upstairs? Was someone up there with Mrs. Eggers? Rebecca ran to the front door and slammed it shut. After re-engaging the lock, she rushed back to the living room window to peek at the driveway for Roland's vehicle. She yanked down the string that pulled up the blinds and screamed. A human skull with ancient symbols carved into the forehead stared back at her. No, not a skull, but a man wearing a skull.